I don't even know what to say to this. This is absolutely amazing. When I first heard of this, I didn't give any second thought, because there's no way this is going to pass legislation. This is ridiculous. Well, then Thursday, I met with a whole bunch of pastors from here, Central Christians, Grace Chapel, First Assembly of God, all the churches we met. And they had an attorney come down from Orange County and explain this law that's taking effect January 1st. Our mouths were open, what? If a guy feels like he's a girl, he can walk into the girl's locker room. I said, well, how do you prove that? He said, you can't. If he says he is, he is. I have to be missing something here. A 12-year-old boy wants to go use the girl's restroom and follow her in there because he feels like a girl. He can. Yes, it's the law. Wow. Is this America or a science fiction movie? Really? You know what that is? That's perversion at its core. See, how can this happen? The same spirit controlling this world is controlling a lot of these legislators. That's why it can happen. They want to be politically correct and not biblically correct. They don't have the spirit of God in them. They have the spirit of the world in them. Who in their right mind would ever try to pass this? So now we find out it's becoming legislation as of January 1st. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts are going on a trip. A guy wants to sleep in the girl's tent. I feel like a girl tonight. I mean, how can you challenge that? You can't challenge it. How do you monitor their thoughts if they're telling the truth or not? School districts are like, how are we going to handle this? And so we have by November 1st to get 500,000 petitions, and they're getting close, and that's where we're doing part of that. And I think one of the greatest enemies, or one of the greatest tools the enemy uses, is by having churches be too afraid because you're getting political. You don't want to do these things. Well, if the church can't step up and say, listen, not on my watch, not with our kids or in these schools, this is wrong, and we're not going to allow it to happen. Well, who's going to say it? The church is supposed to passively sit back? Think about that. Don't become political means basically, Shane, shut your mouth. Well, I don't want to shut my mouth. We can talk about these issues. This is perversion. This is wrong. This is satanic. This is. I'm at a loss for words, folks. In high school, a boy can go into the girl's locker room because he feels like a girl. Well, you know how many, I was in high school once. You know how many boys are going to lie? Let's be real. They're watching MTV all week. Why not just go act it out now? As soon as this hits Facebook and Twitter, everybody's going to feel like a girl. How do you prove that? And see, I'm not trying to hurt those people who struggle with gender identity, but that's not the solution. For a small, tiny minority, you go and you affect the majority. And not only that, it's dangerous. This is an attorney. Some attorneys are going to jump on this, and there's going to be lawsuits everywhere. It's going to bankrupt the school district. How do you defend a thought life? You can go in the girls' restroom, just say you feel like a girl and you're struggling with that. You're good. Wow. Yet the church is just feed the homeless, just shut your mouth, just have your little prayer meetings, but let us control the society. No, really, the pulpit is supposed to be a beacon of light pointing people to the truth of God's word, saying this is wrong, and then challenging those people who put these things in place. Well, then it comes at, well, back in Paul's day and Jesus' day, they didn't say anything. Well, right, they were under Roman rule, Roman government. You couldn't say nothing. God has blessed us to put elected officials in positions of leadership that we are able to elect as of now. That's a God-given good thing, to put men and women of principle in leadership. Now, we've just put whoever in there. Let them run the government. I don't care. So sign the petition if you get a chance. I mean, that's the least we could do. And I think we're running out, so that's a good thing. We'll try to have more next week. There's also, I think, in the bulletin, a website there you can go to. And it ties in perfectly with this as well, because you're not to resist an evil person. Well, you can resist an evil legislation that's coming against the kids. This is a Privacy Act. You guys, you want your kids in high school and junior high being you know, going through this? How does it slip through the cracks and get into legislation? It's been passed. The governor signed it. Who put this guy in there? This is, I mean, this isn't, we're not talking about paving the roads. And do we need more stoplights? And this county needs this. We're talking about perversion and then honoring these things and then hurting those that we should be protecting, the innocent children. Also, kids at that age are being shaped mentally and emotionally. Sexual orientation, sometimes, I don't know, I'm feeling all these things. That's when a parent's lovingly supposed to point them in the right direction. They've got all these feelings coming in, and now they're being told, hey, you can feel like you can be a girl tomorrow, a boy next week, who cares? And what's going to happen in these restrooms, in these locker rooms? I mean, it's just, I'm at a loss for words, as you can tell, because I can't believe that we're even considering this. The governor should be ashamed of himself. The legislation should be ashamed of themselves. And the people of California, quite frankly, should be ashamed of themselves for watching Duck Dynasty instead of allowing these things to go through legislation. It's the last time I'll mention that show tonight. I'm sorry. But it's just funny how we love all this stuff, yet we allow this to come up. We call good evil and evil good. Everybody's so busy doing all these little things that they just slide this stuff through, and it's perversion at its core, and I don't think we should stand for it.